your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In those Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is going to be a dynamite hour. George the Mad Ogre Hill is here. Neil McCabe is jumping in with us for this hour. Always love when Armed American Radio's Washington, D.C. editor Neil jumps in. David Kodria is here with commentary you can only get from that freedom fighter. And Larry Pratt, one of my favorite guests of all time, is here. Let's go right to Larry Pratt. Larry, of course, is the executive director of the Gun Owners of America. We will waste no time. Larry, how the heck are you?
Mark, just great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me with you and you all.
Well, thanks for being here. There's not a lot to talk about on the pro-gun issue or the pro-rights issue, so we'll see you next time, Larry. How about that, huh?
Hey, there you go.
I don't even know where to begin with you, but before I do it, I actually do, but before I do, I'm going to talk. Let's go ahead and introduce the panel here. George the Mad Ogre Hill, how you doing, my man?
Magical. Magical. It's a beautiful day, and it's a pleasure and a privilege, as always.
I won the NASCAR pick on my Spirit of Racing radio show every Saturday, by the way. I did pick Jimmy Johnson, and the 48 did win at Atlanta Motor Speedway today. So I get I'm betting 500, not too bad. Neil McCabe, great to have you here. How are you, brother?
Hey, fantastic, Mark. This is going to be a fast hour, and I'm looking forward to it.
It is going to be a fast hour, but an informative one. And David Kodria, how are you, my man?
Digging out.
Yeah, that means it snowed a lot up there in Hudson, Ohio.
It means it snowed a lot up here in Hudson, Ohio. I did the driveway, went over, did my mom's driveway, and I counted my blessings. I said, you know, number one, I'm able to do this kind of stuff, and I have friends and loved ones who are not able to do that kind of stuff. And number two, I have a mother to go over to her house and do it for at my advanced age. So I'm
that's,
a blessed person.
Mark, there's another blessing that we have here in Washington when it snows. The snow is able to do something that the Republicans are not willing to do, shut down the government.
Larry, let's start with that right there. Well, actually, hold off on that, because that's going to lead us to immigration, and I want to have a very lengthy discussion with you on that, and David has a lot to talk about on that. But before we do, let's talk bans. Let's talk B. Todd Jones. Let's talk ATF. Let's talk backdoor gun control, again, from the most hateful, America-hating, freedom-hating, deceitful administration, I believe, in American history. And that's a bold statement to make, but one I believe, no doubt, I see it. The evidence is there to anybody who's willing to look objectively. The M855 223 ammo ban, take it away, Larry.
Well, it's an ammo that, for obvious reasons, for years, because it is not, by any legal definition, armor-piercing, was readily available on the civilian market to any citizen that had enough money to buy it. But now along comes our dear leader gets into the weeds on how the ammo is made and suggests that makes it armor-piercing. But, hey, dear leader, any rifle ammunition, certainly above 22, is going to be able to penetrate standard body armor. So this is much ado about nothing. This is a total fabrication. And as you've already suggested, this is the next attack on the Second Amendment that our dear leader hasn't been able to get through the Congress and has been looking for import bans here and other restrictions there, choke point financial restrictions on the firearms industry. And, hey, what could be more fun than banning a bunch of ammo that's used in the most popular rifle owned in America?
Larry, why now? Why now? Why now?
We're in the last 2 years, and he's free to be his full Obama. There's nothing to constrain him. He can't even be accused of harming the reelection chances of fellow Democrats because he won't be in the picture. He won't be on the ballot, nor really will his ideas unless his successor nominee chooses to embrace his platform, but it not necessarily would be the case. And so we're going to see, I think, just an unimaginable assault on all kinds of liberties of Americans, be it the mining of coal, the manufacture of ammunition, financing of the firearms industry and their need for loans and whatever. This guy is now going to be in a serious assault mode against so many freedoms that we thought were kind of established here in the United States. Now we're going to see that, no, not according to our dear leader. Our dear leader thinks that this has been injurious to the world. He thinks, just the way every communist thinks, that the only reason the United States is prosperous is because we stole our wealth. He doesn't have the first notion of how the free market works, how it encourages people to produce, how it has actually created wealth. Freedom means prosperity. Socialism has always meant drudgery. I have a son that went to the Soviet Union when it was still the Soviet Union, and he said that when he was in the Soviet Union, everything was gray. Even on a bright day, the sky seemed gray. The buildings were gray. The people would look downcast and at the street as they walked along. Nobody looked up. Nobody said hello. Nobody dared to do anything like that. And then when he went to Czechoslovakia with the relative freedom that they had even then, he said it was like night and day. Everything was bright and shiny. It was like a weight had been lifted off his soul. And that's where Obama would be taking us if he could do it. And in his last 2 years, he seems to be very determined to do that.
Agreed. And our guests in the previous hours said the same thing. Not in as much detail, but the same thing, because this is, he's in the throes of his last 2 years. And like you, Larry, I believe that we haven't even begun yet to witness the assault on our freedoms. What right. we're going to now, there's a silver lining to that in this sense. And I'll ask the panel for their response. I personally believe, I've stated it publicly on the show before, that we are witnessing the death of progressive liberalism in America. Socialist progressive liberalism, I believe, is dying. Americans have seen it. They've tasted it. They're about to get a taste of it over the next 2 years that they never thought they would see in this country. And I believe they've had enough. And I believe my theory is correct when you go back and you look at what happened in November. I stated it long before that. Having said that, we will see an onslaught, like you said, from this man, because progressive liberalism is in its death throes, that they are going to do everything they can and throw everything they can and will at the wall to see if it sticks. Let's go to David Codrey, and I'll go right up the phone line here. David, your thoughts on that?
Well, progressive liberalism may be in its death throes because they're a bunch of wimps, but communism certainly is not in its death throes, and I think that we're going to see a resurgence of that when we get on to the next topic. We want to be able to discuss, you know, this whole business that amnesty is, in fact, the seminal threat to gun rights that we're facing in the next couple of decades. Once Jed Johnson's mandate that they have earned the right to be citizens comes true. And this is where we need to talk about the Republicans that have not been opposing things and that have actually been greasing the skids to make it happen, whether it's for cheap labor or for whatever reason. But the bottom line is we had this Oregon Democrat, Kurt Schrader, who went on record saying that it is the issue for the millennials, and it is going to determine who controls the country for the next 20 or 30 years. And it's time for the gun groups to join Larry Pratt and Gun Owners of America, the only national gun group out there raising this flag and raising this warning to acknowledge that this is, in fact, a threat, and to get their members on board with it and to start putting pressure on the Republicans.
Couldn't have said it better. We're going to cover that for the remainder of the hour when we come back. Let's go up the phone ladder again. Neil McCabe, your thoughts on the death throes, if you will, of progressive liberalism and what we're about ready to witness over the next year and a half from this America-hating administration led by Barack Obama.
Well, I guess one interpretation of what Obama is doing is, you know, here's a guy who does not have the political juice to actually campaign on his policies and his ideas. We saw that the Senate read the polls we were doing for the Senate races. You know, things were pretty tight, and it was not a slam dunk that the Republicans were going to retake the Senate until that moment in October when the president said, my name is on the ballot, my policies are on the ballot. Mm-hmm. And so he can't campaign anywhere for anybody, and anybody he campaigns for loses. And so what we're really seeing is, you know, they're trying every possible way to pull a string and to push a button and avoid that democracy that we're supposed to stand for, because he just doesn't have the support of the people. You know, the problem is that the Republican leadership just doesn't recognize the opportunity they have right in front of them. This is that chance, you know, for that huge spike in volleyball. He's set it up for them, but they're not going to take it.
All right, that's a great place to leave it there. George, you've got 10 seconds. Are we going to witness an onslaught from Barack Obama over the next year and a half, yes or no?
Well, you know, since he's importing his new voters, the Democrats' new voters, yeah, we're going to see a lot more. Any anti-American thing he can pull, he's going to pull it.
Well said. We'll be back with this amazing panel. Larry Pratt, David Kodria, Neil McCabe, and George Hill right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking indoors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Digging that riffraff, baby. Listening to Angus riffraff, and I love that stuff. Okay, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you here with me. We have got a lot to talk about. Talking with Larry Pratt. Larry Pratt, of course, is the executive director of the Gun Owners of America. You've seen Larry Pratt on virtually every network, telling it like it is, all of the cable networks. And he goes into enemy territory and just smiles and tells the truth while they just sit there dumbfounded and don't know how to respond. Larry, love watching you on all the programs. In particular, I really, as you know, enjoy watching you with what's his name, Hardball.
With Chris Matthews.
Yeah, we go back a few years on that when you rescued Skip Coryell at the Second Amendment March back in 2010 when he got blindsided by Chris, and you came on and just drove Tingle Leg Boy crazy with the truth about the march there in Washington.
You don't want to sit too close to Matthews or you make a little spittle on your face.
Yeah, these guys are great, and I love the way you handle them.
It's part of the occupational hazard that most of us have to face at one time or another.
From time to time, no doubt. All right, let's talk about immigration. David mentioned it. You're very well aware of it. David and I had a really fascinating off-air conversation about it today. I wish we could tell you and listeners everything we talked about, but that would be impossible to do. The fear is, as David alluded to in the previous segment, we all know why Barack Obama wants to grant amnesty to millions of illegal aliens here in this country. Am I allowed to say illegal aliens?
On this show, I hope you are.
Oh, good. Thank you very much. We all know why he wants to grant amnesty to illegal aliens, and that is, as David said, to clearly create a Democrat majority for years, because they know how these people will vote. He is going to create a underclass handout, gimme, dependency class from people who will vote for he and his party, or his party, I should say, down the road for decades to come. This is a threat to gun owners, Larry. Why?
Well, first of all, we've seen that survey data indicates some 85% of the illegals, were they to vote, would vote Democrat. And at the national level, really without exception anymore, that means anti-Second Amendment. And you actually kind of sketched the larger picture. A dependent class that depends on the government for their income, for all kinds of financial and other assistance, is not generally of a mind to be able to protect itself, which is, after all, the most important part about living, is staying alive from one minute to the next in case some dirtbag wants to try to terminate you. And if you don't think enough of your own freedom to take charge of that aspect of your existence, then of course you're likely to expect handouts and more, because you have a dependent mentality. I remember talking to one of the columnists at Town Hall now, Mike Adams, who had been a liberal, just thoroughgoing liberal professor down in North Carolina, and some friends of his were murdered, and he had to pass the site alongside the road where that had happened. And after a while, it started eating on him, and he thought, well, you know, what if something like that were to happen to me? Gee, I guess I'd better get a gun. And it was that, and he said that he agreed with my conclusion when we were doing an interview on my show that, yeah, that really was when the door opened to becoming a conservative, to taking responsibility for the whole of my life. Once I realized that the cops, much as they might try, they're not going to be able to help me for maybe, say, a good 5 minutes on an optimal basis, well, then what am I going to do in that 5 minutes or however long it might take for help to get there? And that's when he bought his gun, and that's when, without knowing it at the time, he became a conservative.
Fascinating story. Without knowing it at the time, he tasted freedom.
Responsibility and freedom.
Responsibility and freedom. And tasting responsibility and freedom is, in fact, what makes one, or is the beginning anyway,
yep,
of making a conservative. Great point. David Kodria, what about going up the phone line food chain here again with the guest lineup? What about that train of thought that says, you know, let's be realistic here. Predominantly, we're talking about Mexicans coming to this country illegally and South Americans, but mainly Mexicans, who do not enjoy gun rights in Mexico. What about that train of thought that says, you know, these are people who are going to come here, and because they have been restricted their gun rights, there have been no gun rights most of their lives, that this is a right that they might embrace. How do you answer that?
Well, we have people from all different cultures coming into this country, some legally, some illegally, and they seem to import their traditions and their expectations from government with them. You know, there used to be the saying, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Now, you know, when in Rome, change it to your suitability. So many people living in states like Arizona or Montana have Californians that have fouled the nest that come to the freer states, and all of a sudden they want to impose the same type of nanny state government that ended up spoiling things in California and driving them out.
It is an interesting phenomenon. We'll swing back around to Larry. I want to ask him that question too, but let's go to Neil McCabe first. Neil, what about that train of thought? I personally know I did a lot of business in Mexico at some of the maquiladoras down there over the years when I ran my business and hauled a lot of freight out of Mexico. It was before the drug wars got very, very dangerous down there. But I used to find myself in Juarez, Mexico on a number of occasions. And I know a lot of those individuals down there and a lot of very good people down there who are on this side of the border who have families in Juarez who are very pro-gun and are close friends of mine to this day. But they're here and born in America with family in Juarez. Well, what about those families? What's with the phenomena? What's your take on that question?
Well, of course, in that area, of course, is right by Fort Bliss, and there's huge interaction there. A lot of Mexican, you know, a lot of soldiers down there end up marrying Mexican girls, as happens. But, you know, all of the drug lords actually live on the American side of the border. That's sort of the funny part, because they don't want to live in Mexico where it's all crazy and everybody, you know, it's like the Wild West down there.
Well, you know, I've shot at Fort Bliss, and it's a great place. But specifically, is there a possibility that they might embrace our Second Amendment freedoms because those are freedoms that they've never had? Just posing that question, want to get your response.
I would think that it's a natural thing to want to protect yourself and your family, and given the opportunity, you would embrace it if that was properly communicated to you.
There's the kicker right there. Let me leave that's right, if it were properly communicated, and of course it's not. This is the dependency class we're talking about. George, you ever sell a gun to a Mexican?
I sold lots of guns to Latinos, quite a bit. They enjoy freedoms. They're just like us. They're good, hardworking, conservative people at heart. They've just been politically brainwashed to vote Democrat because they think that's where they're getting their benefits.
And that's the 85%, George.
It is.
That
it
they
is.
Know will keep Democrats in power. Whether that portion is pro-gun or not, their bigger issue will be their dependency on the federal government. Democrat issues will reign supreme over their Second Amendment rights. We'll be back right after this.
You're at 23 May, Brina?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and ArmedAmericanRadio.com. And now, from the Crossfreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. A couple things before we get back to the amazing panel here, and that is Mark Wills, by the way, 19-something. That's a great tune by Mark. Mark's a good friend, and he will be here in the studio in an upcoming, hopefully within the next couple, 3 weeks. We're talking with Mark now, making sure that he can fit us into his schedule, which is very busy. You know, being a multi-platinum country recording star can get a little busy. So we're working on bringing him in. Couple things. The sendmeammo.com, I've got to reiterate that one more time. Sendmeammo.com, it's the coolest thing out there, particularly now that ammo is getting tough to get because of these boneheads and the lies and the hatefulness, the deceitfulness from this administration. It's all intentional to do exactly. And unfortunately, it's effective in that case when those of us decide to panic. You don't need to panic, okay? But SendMeAmmo.com can keep your ammo fix alive while you do panic. SendMeAmmo.com. For a small fee, you can have a couple hundred rounds of 380, 9mm, 40, 45, or 223 delivered to your house. Delivered to your house every month. Just do it. SendMeAmmo.com. Have no fear anymore. And visit them at NextLevelTraining.com for that very cool CERT pistol, also the SIRT CERT pistol. All right. Eric Holder, there's a great article here on HotAir.com. It was posted by a gentleman by the name of Noah Rothman. And it's titled, On His Way Out the Door, Eric Holder Race Baits One Last Time. Fantastic piece posted on February 27th, which I believe was, what, Friday or something like that? I don't know. Outgoing Attorney General Eric Holder just couldn't help himself. Now, of course, Eric Holder couldn't get convictions because the bar's too high at the federal level to go after George Zimmerman and to go after the police officer in Missouri and so forth and on and on and on. Here's what Holder said. I think some serious consideration needs to be given to the standard of proof that has to be met before federal involvement is appropriate, and that's something that I am going to be talking about before I leave office. Although federal civil rights law imposes a high legal bar in these types of cases, we have resisted forming premature conclusions. Well, let me tell you something. Larry Pratt, this is indicative of this entire administration's philosophy on governing. If you don't like the law, just change it to suit your needs. We don't care that the bar is high. The bar is high for a reason. Now, of course, he was referring to Zimmerman and the fact that they had to drop all charges because Zimmerman was exonerated by a jury, but that's not good enough for Eric Holder. They wanted to make an example of him. He flat out admits that. Now he wants to change the law to make that possible. What does that tell us about the dangers of this administration on all kinds of fronts?
I would want to broaden my concern that while this is the most virulent administration, it's been something that Republicans very unwisely years ago began beating the drum of law and order, beating the Democrats over the head with it, saying that they were soft on crime, when what they were really saying is you're soft on crime because you don't agree with criminalizing actions at the federal level that should have only ever remained at the state level. The Constitution doesn't give street crime jurisdiction to the federal government, and yet that's what a lot of these police agencies here in Washington are doing. And I think we'd better inform ourselves about how dangerous that is. Otherwise, we're going to have some kind of unitary, centralized state where we might as well call it the KGB or the NKVD that is controlled from the center, and state agencies and county and local police agencies become nothing but extensions of the central government's power.
David Codrey, isn't that what they're trying to do? Isn't that sure. their goal?
Sure. And we see it with the fusion centers that have the feds come in and basically spoon-feed Southern Poverty Law Center propaganda, and which is why when we have this, you know, true existential threat of the Islamic State, you know, that's threatening to shoot up malls in this country or blow up malls in this country, and they're coming in again over an unsecured border, and they're also coming in through immigration programs where they're refugees, and we find out that they've been lied about, and so that we get these Somalis in here that lied to get into this country. And the bottom line is that they are setting up a situation where the crime is going to happen so that they can then say, well, we need more gun control. It's just it's nuts what's going on, Mark.
It really is, and I love the fact that you're ahead of me on these topics here, because my next set of questions for you guys is the direct threat posed by ISIS. I'm really looking forward to hearing Larry's comments about what I said last week on the air. I'll go there in a moment. Neil McCabe.
Well,
we don't like the law. We want to get a conviction, but we can't under the law. Well, the law needs to be rewritten so that we can get a conviction. Justice be damned.
Well, I think that's scary for any American citizen that hears that the Attorney General is concerned that he needs too much evidence before he convicts you. I mean, that's just a scary, scary thing. As for this sort of police state, Larry, and I'm sure a lot of people walking around Washington, D.C. are familiar with these tiger teams of Homeland Security guys full battle rattle walking around Union Station, the airport, downtown Washington. You know, who are these guys? I mean, they're not D.C. police. They're not FBI. We now have a Homeland Security police force that is now active on the sidewalks. And they walk around. They literally walk around like paramilitaries.
Didn't Barack Obama during the campaign, before a 2008 campaign, say that he wanted to create a police force that was just as equipped, as well equipped as the military? Am I forgetting something, Neil McCabe?
No, absolutely. You know, the only problem with that police force is it's directed by Barack Obama.
You know, now, Barack Obama did say he wanted a private civilian military, and he's got it. I've met these guys. I've had MP5 submachine guns topped with EOTech optical gun sights aimed in my direction because they thought that me and my friends on the way to SHOT Show might be a threat.
George, I want you to tell that story. You've got a couple minutes. Go ahead and tell that story briefly.
I don't want to get into too many details, but we're on our way down to SHOT Show a couple years ago. I was driving my friend's truck, and he was operating a kind of an online gun accessory store, not selling guns, but selling accessories. And he had bought some stuff from China. Well, Homeland Security decided to do a sting, and we met these guys thinking we're going to do a business transaction in St. George on the way down there. And they wanted to do a sting operation on my friend, and I was caught in the middle of this. And they basically, jumped us, armed to the teeth with, you know, some of the hottest weapons that you could get. And it was Homeland Security, but to make it legal, they had a couple guys from the local police force there doing the official arrest. Well, it wasn't an arrest, it was a detainment. And then conducting the official investigation or whatever they were doing. But it was co-opting the local guys to make it all legit.
Okay, well, in short order, though, I say that now, I have to interrupt now because of time. I want to go back to Larry on this before we close out. Everybody was exonerated. It was a mistake. You guys had fully automatic, very hot weapons pointed at you by basically a Barack Obama police force. Larry Pratt, does that surprise you in today's America?
Unhappily, no, and that's why we have a number of counties across the country, one not far from me in Carroll County, Maryland, where the county fathers have said that they are not going to lift a finger to do anything to help a federal operation of the sort that was just described. And I said to one of the county supervisors, commissioners, well, I appreciate the sentiment, but I said, what good does your disapproval really make? What difference does that make? And he said, well, actually, it makes a lot of difference because the feds, with all the might and all the numbers that they have across the country, are spread too thin.
All right, I need to stop you right there.
Support
I need to
of the locals. If
I need
don't
to stop
it,
you right there, Larry. We're up. We're getting ready to take a break. Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, baby. Sounds like a party. Who's bringing the chips? We'll be back and let Larry finish his thought right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
You're at 23 May, bring this.
Yes, I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. Let's go right back to Larry Pratt. Larry, I'm sorry I had to cut you off at the break. I'd like you to finish that thought, if you would.
Basically, we're talking about nullification, and if a county sheriff, if a county, if a body of county commissioners, even a state government, understand that they are not going to go along with federal activity that's unconstitutional, and they tell them ahead of time, that's often, not always, but that's often going to be enough to keep that kind of bad stuff from happening. Had the local sheriff at Waco been of this mind, arguably, it wouldn't have happened at all, and it certainly might have turned out rather differently had it even begun the way it did, because the local sheriff was critical in everything that was happening down there in Waco. Conversely, in Bunkerville, Nevada, the local sheriff was kind of comme c'est comme ça, but he at least didn't really get in the way of armed citizens providing security for Clive and Bundy as the BLM was attacking his ranch, right? They couldn't wait to get through court rather than get a judicial decision even. They were there with their fully automatic rifles ready to gun down unarmed ranchers who were there to defend Clive and Bundy, and it didn't work for them. The slogan in Bunkerville was "No more free Wacos," and I think the feds realized that there were armed people with rifles bearing down on them. The ones riding to the corral to free the cattle that they had stolen from Bundy were unarmed, and they would have been faced with the prospect of gunning down unarmed men and women on those horsebacks, riding horseback. So the fact is, we can and we have nullified unconstitutional federal action, but it takes that kind of determination, and it's aided greatly when somebody like this Maryland County Board of Commissioners said, we're not going to participate. You're on your own. You guys are not going to have our cooperation to do those kind of things.
You know, we've discussed that many times on this program, and it bears reminding to folks, it bears a reminder to you that the sheriff is the supreme law of the land in his or her county. The sheriff says yes or no. And it is amazing how effective an armed populace is. David Codria, you had a question for Larry Pratt. I'll turn it over to you.
Well, basically, it goes back to the amnesty issue. And one of the important things that people need to be aware of is that right now the Republicans in Congress are being pressured to pass this DHS funding. And there has been a breakoff of probably about 50 or so Republicans who say, no, we have to separate Obama's amnesty from this. We will fund DHS, but without that, they are allowing the Obama administration to cow them into giving him the whole deal, which is then going to fund this amnesty and make all of this stuff that we were talking about come to pass. One of the reasons I wish that the congressman who was on in hour two had been able to come on a second segment and right. maybe get into some of this, because I would like to appeal to him to please change his vote and to come on the side of the people who are appealing to separate the amnesty from the entire DHS package. And my question, I guess, for Larry, with the other gun rights organizations not getting behind this, one of the things I've been beating on is scoring politicians for their vote. I know that there are pro-gun politicians that get A ratings and things like that, but should not the amnesty also be a part of the way that these people are scored?
Well, the answer you're going to get from us at Gun Owners of America is absolutely should be part of the scoring, and it's something that we plan on including in our rating of Congress this and next year, because as we've already discussed, if we don't block this amnesty move now, before we get 5-8 million previously illegal aliens now voting, 85% of whom are, they tell pollsters, going to vote for anti-gun Democrats, that's the ball game. That's it. We lose our Second Amendment. It doesn't matter whether it's still in the Constitution in writing or not. The National Archives can't protect it from this kind of assault.
Or we have to fight to keep it. That's a very dangerous scenario. But that's a question we will be exploring within the next 2 weeks. And I David, I share your sentiment. I wish Congressman Collins was able to stay here. There's two trains of thoughts on that. And, of course, you and I talked earlier today about that. My train of thought, being in agreement with yours, is separate the two and allow Barack Obama to be the bad guy in this case rather than vice versa. I think that would have been an effective strategy. But, we, you know, again, that's open for debate. All right, I've got to go around the panel here quickly on the threat from ISIS as we close out this final segment of Armed American Radio's third hour. We had a direct threat against us, you, myself, individually, from ISIS. This is an evil this country, the world, has not seen, I dare say, since Nazi Germany. A threat and an evil so dangerous that it threatens our very existence. So we had a direct threat against the Mall of America in Minneapolis, a place I have been to many, many times. And Larry Pratt, I'll start with you, and we'll go up the phone food chain here. Last week on the program from Phoenix, Arizona, Scottsdale to be exact, I called for individuals based in on the direct threat that we received, listeners up in 1280 The Patriot or anybody else who finds themselves going to that mall, ignore the sign, the no-gun sign. If you're not willing to ignore the no-gun sign and carry, then walk right past the mall. Was that bad advice?
No, sir. And in fact, it was somebody in effect taking that kind of advice in the mall at Clackamas, Oregon, near Portland, who saved arguably many people's lives. Gun-free zone, as it was posted, even though Oregon is a concealed carry state, a dirtbag goes in, gets his first victim. Happily, another individual who had a concealed carry permit was illegally carrying in the mall. Hearing the gunshot, he ran to the sound of the gunshot, and when the dirtbag saw him coming with his gun out, he killed himself instead, and that put an end to the horror. So, I would say what you've just advised is the only common sense thing, either carry no matter what or go some other place.
Thank you. Sean, you just mentioned, you want to jump in here real quick. What's your thought on that? Was that bad advice, Sean?
No, I thought it was great advice.
Okay, let's go. David, we just went to you with Larry. We'll get back to you in a second. Let's go to Neil McCabe. Neil, was it bad advice for me to advocate ignoring that sign? And repeat, it's not a violation of Minnesota law to do so.
And that's good advice anywhere in America. And I'll bet you dollars to donuts that when the army of the Islamic State is picking its targets, it's not going to pick Kennesaw, Georgia, and it's not going to pick other parts of this fine country where there are armed citizens.
Right.
Great point. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, your thoughts?
If you're wearing pants, wear a gun as well.
It's like putting milk on your cereal, George. I knew I'd get a straight answer from you. Yeah, you know, listen, there are two things are going to happen here, I believe, during Barack Obama's. This is not a matter. I think everybody on this panel agrees with me, and I think you listening to the program agrees with me right now. Well, you're going to have to agree with me that time just ran out, and I'll have to blame that on production down in Dallas at the network and Sean. Sean, pay better attention to that clock, will you please? David Kodria, thank you so much for being here. Larry Pratt, Executive Director of the Gun Owners of America, you're one of my favorite guests. I'm looking forward to having you back on very, very soon. Armed American Radio's Washington, D.C. editor Neil McCabe, always a pleasure. George, the Mad Ogre Hill, you'll be back next week. Thank you all, and thank you for tuning in to Armed American Radio again this week. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Remember, as we just said, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. If you're not afraid to walk past that sign, that's a good thing. If you are, go somewhere else. We'll be back next week. Don't be that unarmed caveman. Don't be that unarmed caveman. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3 3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.